Hello everyone, it's Andrew Hamilton here from Zappable. I'm just with Rob today. Rob, is it Boyron? Is that how do you pronounce it, Rob?
Yeah, that's the way it's spelled, but it's actually pronounced Byron.
Byron,
that's
Rob Byron.
That's how we do it here. So.
Fantastic. That's great. Okay, well, let's start off, Rob, straight into it. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, yeah, my name's Rob Byron. My company is called PopNet Media. And basically what I do with that is, I'm a product creator, affiliate marketer, SEO consultant, and I guess I'm also an app builder. That was something I added once I discovered Zappable and the system that they use to create apps. I'm like, all right, so I might as well just start offering apps because I already have some client interaction that have been asking about apps, and also I figured it'd be a good way to start conversations with businesses to try to get some work out of them. And using an app to demonstrate to them is usually a good way of doing it.
Yeah, fantastic. Sounds great. And had you been doing your other business for long?
Yeah, I started PopNet Media about 3 years ago just to offer consulting, basically, because I had always been doing affiliate marketing and product creation for the prior 10 years before that. So, I was always getting questions. People ask me what I'm doing, if they could ask for advice on what they could do. So I said, all right, I might as well just set up a company to do this.
Excellent.
And so that was the reason that happened.
Yeah, sounds good. Excellent. Okay, great. So you brought in Zappable as a sort of, an extra bit to to the PopNet Media. So can you tell me, how many apps have you created and successfully sold so far?
Yeah, I've created quite a few. I'd say at least 15 to 20 I've created using the system. I've sold 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in various industries.
Yeah.
And let's see, when I started creating them, I did a few for a local, I did some for a coffee shop that I showed to, and that was actually my introduction to this.
Mm-hmm.
I created just a quick app for a local coffee shop, showed it to them, and they ended up buying it. So it's like, all right, so this is going to be easy.
Excellent. That's really good.
Yeah, so I have, actually, because of that, I was able to market to other local coffee shops in the area and got a few more from that. And then the other one I did is actually a buddy of mine. He owns some bowling pro shops. He owns about 50 stores across the Southeast and the United States here. And I said, I think you'll need an app mainly for the pushmark marketing function. That's what I was selling him on, and he really liked that idea of being able to offer that to all of his customers. So whenever a new product was launched, he was able to just immediately send it out through the app.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I ended up selling him that app, and then because of going back to the coffee shop, I was featured in an article on American Express. They're talking about building small businesses, or should small businesses have an app? And somehow they found me through that coffee shop app, and I did a quick interview on the American Express site, and I was contacted by numerous people just because of that article.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was good PR from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get a few more. Been working on one for a company called Little Beans Cafe out of Chicago. They're a coffee shop as well as like a daycare type place. It's kind of an odd place, but it's pretty unique. But they're the biggest client I have at the moment that I'm working on.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic, Rob. Great job, my goodness.
Sure.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, so yeah, with regards to niches then, so you've done a few different ones, really. You've had your coffee shop, the bowling, Do you find how's best? Do you just replicate your apps mainly and then just sort of adjust them a bit, or have you
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing for the coffee shops. I made one and just clone it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, make the changes obviously for the brand or the store.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's just as simple as that. You know, once you have something working, then it's a good model, I guess, or a template to use.
Mm-hmm.
Just recreate it and just change it.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Okay, cool. And so you kind of covered a bit of it, but with regards to, do you directly approach your clients then, or do they tend to come to you? I know you had an example of both cases there, I think.
Yeah, both cases. I would like to actually start doing more app development, and I think from what I found, the best way so far is just to create a quick demo for a place and just to show it to them. That's the best results I've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had more time, I was also thinking of maybe bringing in some interns or something
mm-hmm.
to be able to do this, because I think that would help grow it.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think just because it's so easy to create a demo or a sample app to show someone, I think, and if you can customize it for these businesses and they can see like, oh my gosh, that's like what I've been wanting or something, you know, or mm-hmm. something like that. And then, just by being able to show them an app for them, I think it's an easier sell.
Yeah, I'd agree. Definitely. No, good stuff. Well, that sounds great. I've heard that idea as well. If you're taking on interns and stuff to do a lot of the selling and stuff, there's a few guys I've chatted to who do that, and it sounds like quite a good method. But yeah, excellent. Okay, so with regards then to marketing activities, you've obviously got your website. I think that what was that, popnetmedia, is it .com?
Yeah, popnetmedia.com, that's excellent. Correct.
Cool, so you've got that part. Do you have any social media, or is there any other sort of marketing that you would use to attract customers?
Probably LinkedIn would uh-huh. be a good place, because you can like for the coffee shop example, I can just go in, or actually LinkedIn and then also Facebook pages is another way I've been trying to reach out to customers, really with the coffee shop idea. You can go into Facebook, search for any specific type of business, and to just start going down the list. And it's probably not the best way of contacting, but you can use the contact form through Facebook. I've gotten a few conversations started that way.
Cool.
Or just look for the information on their Facebook page, either the website, and just use a contact form on the site, or the phone number if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be good ways of doing outreach as well. Try to find customers, and I guess going back to that, when I first started talking about, or when I first started reaching out to other coffee shop owners, I said, "Hey, I did an app for these guys. I can easily recreate it for yourself as well. If you want to see an example of it, go to the store and search for whatever it was called and take a look at it."
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I got a few conversations started.
Perfect. That sounds great. Excellent. Okay, so we know that you've sold 6 apps now to date. With regards to your pricing then, how do you work it? Do you have like a standard pricing for it, or does it tend to differ with different clients?
Yeah, the way I've been doing it has been different, basically gauging it on, interest in it overall, their plans for it, as well as if I can kind of get at some sort of budget that they have set up for it. So I mean, I've gone anywhere from 500 to 2,000 for these apps. So
excellent.
Yeah, so it just depends on like for the bowling one I did, that was 2,000 only because he has such a large, he has 50 stores, so he has a pretty good business already, where the $2,000 app is really not much to him for him. So
yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about recurring costs? Do you charge them a one-off fee for the app, or would you charge them as well a monthly sort of cost to maintain?
Everything has been one-off, and then the last three apps I started doing a one-off fee plus a monthly fee for maintenance.
Cool.
And that's, I've gotten anywhere from 20 to 30. That's the range so far.
Uh-huh.
For the ongoing, and that, you know, I just wanted something to cover my Zappable monthly costs, and so now I'm able to at least have that filled.
Exactly. No, it makes sense. Okay, good stuff. Right, so how did you find Zappable as a product, and is there anything in particular that particularly stands out, any features that you think are particularly good?
Well, I found out about it, I guess, when y'all launched. I can't remember who I found it out through, but I remember seeing the demo of it. I'm like, yeah, I need to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a great tool. Even if I wasn't going to offer it to clients, just for building apps for my own use, which I also do as well. You know, since I do affiliate marketing, I can create niche apps in those, you know, areas and offer an app, you know, to kind of go along with the niche affiliate marketing as well. So I don't know, but anything that stands out is just the ease of creating an app is what it is. Yeah, I mean, just the drag and drop builder for the most part, and just changing out URLs or images or anything that you want to have in it. That's the draw to it for me, because it's just so easy to do it. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be able to build an app.
Yeah, sure. No, that's good to hear. Excellent. And have you had any dealings with support so far? Or have you been on the online community, and what do you think of them?
Only occasionally. I've jumped into the forums every once in a while just to. You know, if I have a pressing question about a specific feature of the app, I'll jump in and, you know, try to get what others are doing with it and the best way to implement it. But yeah, every time I've used the forum or community, there's been help and support there. So
great.
So yeah, that's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, Rob, it's the burning question at the end now that we all like to hear. It's if you could give one piece of advice today to any new Zappable members. Who want to sell their own apps, what do you think you would say to them?
Oh, sure. Really, I would say probably focus on a specific industry or niche. And then, you know, I'm just going back to my coffee shop example. That's probably not the best thing. You know, it's one area to use. But if you can find one specific area to focus on, that's probably the best thing I would do. You know, if you're only going to do an app business, that's probably the best way of approaching it. Is just kind of focus in on one specific and specialize on, you know, what would be needed in that niche.
Excellent. And then, yeah, and as I said earlier, your advice earlier was spot on as well. If you manage to build a good app in that niche, then just, you know, rinse and repeat, change it around a bit. It's all great.
Yeah, exactly. And especially using a system like this where you can easily duplicate the apps, that's it would make the whole process, you know, pretty easy.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's cool. Brilliant. Okay, well, that's all the questions, Rob. Thank you very much for your time on that. It's been interesting. Well. Great stuff. Okay, well, we'll say goodbye there. Thanks again. Really appreciate speaking to you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.